Most of the new teachers have never gutted a fish, gone tundra trekking, or used a honey bucket. Sitting on the corner of his tent platform, wearing his new rubber boots, Kevin Foster says he wasn't expecting the region where he'll soon be teaching to be so soggy or remote.
When I came out here, I kind of thought that it would be like cabins, and I kind of thought that it would be like paved, like walkways, and it was just, no, this is a whole new terrain.
The camp sits along the sloping bank of the Kobuk River, about 8 miles up from Kiana. There's no electricity or running water, and the only form of communication and sometimes entertainment is a VHF radio in the cookhouse.
Can't wait for dinner.
There's also a fish drying rack and a half dozen wooden platforms topped with tents. It's about 30 miles north of the Arctic Circle and thousands of miles from the cities and suburbs of the lower 48, where most of the dozen or so early career teachers studied. Foster grew up in a mostly black neighborhood on the south side of Chicago and went to college in Iowa. Local kids taught him some Inupiaq. The 24-year-old will soon teach preschool in the tiny village of Shungnak. Alaska has long counted on a steady stream of eager graduates to fill the state's most remote teaching positions. But the teacher turnover rate in some villages is as high as 30% to 50%. The Alaska Humanities Forum, along with tribal groups and school districts, is trying to improve that rate through the 10-day cultural immersion program. Elizabeth Yandel is another incoming teacher from Seattle.
You know, they tell you before you come here that the mosquitoes are awful and that they're worse than you imagine. And I was imagining pretty bad, but the reality is still shocking.
Yandel will teach middle school and high school language arts in the hub community of Kotzebue. She sits around a table sewing with kids and elders.
Right now, the ladies are making attic looks. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. The kids keep correcting me.
And this is the back.
Yandel says meeting local residents made her feel more prepared for her new job.
I'm so grateful for this experience, just to help me become comfortable with Alaska and to really realize that this was the right decision for me and that this really is the place for me to be right now.
Victoria Morris helps coordinate daily activities at the camp and leads the hands-on portion of the college course teachers are enrolled in. As part of the course, she teaches them the values of local residents.
Our traditions, our values, our subsistence lifestyle. I'm also introducing them to what life is like living in the village in a rural, isolated area, exposing them to the costs of living up here.
The program doesn't sugarcoat the challenges of living in the bush. Teachers go grocery shopping to get familiar with high prices and visit with state troopers to learn about law enforcement issues such as alcoholism and sexual assault. But they're also introduced to the positives, like the opportunity to build a strong sense of community and to learn to live off of the land. Nina Kempel is the CEO of the Alaska Humanities Forum, which funds the program. She's spending a few days at the camp with the new teachers. The overarching goal of the program, she says, is to improve education in rural districts.
The rationale behind this program is that if we can keep teachers in the schools longer, especially new teachers new to Alaska, in schools longer, teaching for 3 to 4 years, we actually increase student achievement through that.
Kempel says they're already seeing results. Tracy Bell was in the first group of teachers who went through the training last summer. She came back. The course helped her make the transition from living in Lansing, Michigan, she says, to life in the village of Selawik. She says it gave her an idea of what to expect.
Just to be open-minded to the culture. I mean, there's so many people that come in and I think they expect it to be different, to be a lot like the lower 48, and it's not, but just to be open to all the changes and flexible and just to realize that, you know, we're outsiders coming in.
That's something the camp seemed to drive home for Foster as well. He says he believes what he learned through the program will help him relate to his students.
And this is what they do for their summer. You know, they go fishing and they get fish and they save it up for the year. Like, just talking about this experience, like, what'd you do over the summer? Like, oh, we went fishing at fish camp. Oh, yeah, I did that too.
That's just the kind of thing that organizers of the program are hoping for. The Humanities Forum says around 90% of the teachers who participated in the program last year returned to teach in rural Alaska a second year. Organizers hope the program may become a model for districts across the state.
I'm sharpening the odor.
In Kiana, I'm Daisha Eaton.